Good morning. We're going to be looking at Romans chapter 7 this morning. As you turn there in your Bible, I'll ask you this question. Is there anyone here has ever heard the expression, there's no free lunch, right? Basically translated, if something is offered as free, it's a setup for something that costs later. Like a free cruise, if you'll just sit through a 90-minute presentation for a real estate developer selling share time at a holiday resort. Or a free webinar, and it's offering vital instructions on a subject of interest. And so all you got to do is come to the free class online, and we'll give you 3 points. However, the third point is really important. You got to pay for it. And I've got a book, and I've got a workbook, and if you send away now, we'll send you the DVD. It's worth £235, but it can be yours for $19.99. Have you ever seen this? There's no free lunch. What comes for free is the taster, and then there's more. And you know the phrase, what's the catch? We all figure, so if that's the bait, what's the catch? So when is it going to hit? Now, when you're looking at Romans chapter 7, and you find it in any Bible at the end of the row, chapter 7 is going to be found on page 1136. So now, as you're looking at Romans chapter 7, if you look at the verse just directly above chapter 7, verse 1, you find Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It was the memory verse last week. Does anybody want to have a crack at it? Anybody want to say the memory verse from memory? Because you've had the bulletin in your hands all week, and you are practicing the discipline of memorizing Scripture, right? The Bible says, "Thy word I hid in my heart, so I would not sin against you." How does a young man keep his way pure? By living it according to your word, O Lord. Right? So the memory verse is there on the front of your bulletin for this week. Last week it was this one. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. After we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we choose to either work for a paycheck that kills, or to receive eternal life now, from the point of birth, spiritually, as a gift. Do you have a paycheck that you cash that kills, or do you receive from God free what you could not earn? If you got paid what you were worth, it wouldn't pay the price of the ticket. But if you received what God gives, it is everything that you need for eternal life. But if there's no free lunch, then what's the catch? Here's the difference. Free lunch, right? The phrase free lunch means you will pay later when the sales pitch comes. There is no free lunch. The free gift of eternal life is a price that was already paid by Jesus Christ, that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are giving now because of what Christ did. Everyone is fairly acquainted with this idea, right? You understand from Scripture, Jesus died for your sin. And then you are happy to be forgiven of sin and to now walk in newness of life. Anybody would like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Anybody would like to win the lottery, so to speak, but not even have picked the numbers, right? Just have picked up a winning ticket off the sidewalk that didn't even cost you a pound. I don't know what lottery tickets cost these days. But here's the thing. Everyone's well acquainted with this idea about the free gift of eternal life. However, I think we often ignore the phrase, our Lord. Look again at the scripture, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin is death. Don't pay those wages to me. Don't work for death by working for sin. The wages of sin is death. We get that. And the gift of God is eternal life. Give me that. No more death, eternal life. Yes, but look at what it says. The gift, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And people ignore the phrase our Lord. The point has been made over the weeks, working through Romans. We've talked about being a saint, being called. We've talked about obedience. We've talked about lordship. We've talked about baptism just last week. Wasn't that wonderful? Just one more time to see people pass through the waters of baptism up there in the Glen on Sunday a week ago, or right here on Thursday night after the Bible study that happens on Thursday night in this tank that's underneath the communion table. Fantastic. Celebrating the passing from death into life that has already happened in the life of the people who declared it last Sunday and last Thursday. We've talked about in Romans being a disciple. We've talked about being servants of righteousness, didn't we? And now in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we read, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, lordship, and we talked about it last week, is no longer being a slave to sin that pays death, but being a servant of righteousness, a slave of righteous living, a slave of righteousness. I used to slave for things that brought death, and now I obediently follow the instructions of God who leads to life, righteous living. Good things for people all around me, good things for myself. It is right to follow God because he knows how it works and he's worth listening to. Adam and Eve, don't eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't do that. Follow me. So is that slavery? Don't eat poison. I don't want you to tell me what to do. No one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it. Well, you become a slave of whoever you obey to do their will, whether it's sin that leads to death or God that leads to righteousness. Now, don't forget, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Do you see lordship there? It's very important. Eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" So is everyone in here who calls Jesus Lord following the teaching of Jesus that says, among other things, do not be drunk with wine, but instead be filled with the Holy Spirit? So I'm not making eye contact with people, but have you been drunk this week? Although the scripture teaches don't. And is all scripture inspired by God and useful for teaching and correcting and rebuking and training in righteousness? And are you following Jesus? Is he Lord? Or did you just get the get out of jail free card and then I no longer sin, but I have eternal life for my sinful self? What is that? How does that work? What have you forsaken and who do you follow? It matters to the people in this room. It's not just a message for people who think, yeah, I'm a sinner who stumbled into this room. It's a message for people who have been in this room for 30 years. Who do you follow? Well, Jesus said what Jesus said.